getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Reverend James Porter Broughton III, pastor of Damascus Missionary Baptist Church located in Seattle. And today I want to talk to you about trust. And I want to take a look at the life of Abraham and the promises God made to him so we can flesh out this issue of trust. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 reads, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him. Abraham left all that he knew. Abraham gave up his reputation, his stability, and he went to a land that he knew not, to follow a God he could not see. And he put his trust in God. Trust is a sense of well-being and security. It comes from having something or someone that we can put confidence in. Trust is not simply belief. That is something that we assent to mentally. It's about hope. And hope is a confident expectation of a future good. Not hope as the world sees hope. That is, I'm hoping something, I'm wishing something would happen, something good would happen, but I have no concrete evidence that it will be. It's more of wishful thinking. But when you deal with hope in dealing with God, then I have a confident expectation that whatever God had promised, God is able to bring it to pass. Abraham risked everything because he was confident, or at least he grew to become more and more confident in the promises of God. As you follow God in your daily life, understand that it is not about clarity. If you're asking God for clarity, then you're not walking by faith. Faith is not about clarity. It's about trusting in the one who made a promise to you. Abraham went to a place where he knew not because of his confidence in the God who declared that if you leave, I will make your name great. And so I want us to hold on to that truth, that our security, our hope, our trust should be in the promises of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never fail. He's a promise-keeping God, a covenant-keeping God, and you can trust God with your future.
You've been listening to Pastor James Broughton of Damascus Missionary Baptist Church in Seattle. For more details about the church, visit them online at damascusbc.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.